The South Delta Sun Devils put a tough opening round loss behind them to produce their best finish on senior girls basketball's biggest stage in 19 years. The Sawa Sen School closed out the BC Quadruple A Championships at the Langley Event Center with a 64-51 win over Victoria's Reynolds Roadrunners to finish 9th out of 16 teams. The Sun Devils entered the season with high expectations, coming off their first provincial appearance since 2004 and a number of key players returning. They spent much of the regular season ranked among the top 10 in BC, but a challenging schedule and injuries took its toll as the campaign unfolded. The gap between themselves and the contending teams grew to the point where No. 11 South Delta was simply overmatched in its 72-42 loss to No. 6 Kelowna in last Wednesday's, March 1, opening round game. "I loaded our season up with games against only the best teams, tournaments and programs. There were a lot of losses, frustration and we never did have a full roster," reflected head coach Sharon Butler, who didn't have 2022 South Fraser All-Star and senior Mackenzie Campbell available for the entire playoffs due to injury. "In the end, we embraced the adversity together and played our best basketball the final 2.5 games. It doesn't matter how you start, but how you finish." The Sun Devils produced wins over No. 14 Remountain, 75-64, and No. 10 Heritage Woods, 75-62. To reach the consolation final and get past the No. 12 Roadrunners to finish one spot better than a year ago. "We came back from being down 10 at halftime to Mountain and outscored them by 21 in the second half," continued Butler. "Our rebounding, intensity on defense improved dramatically and we started cutting and moving on offense. The compete level and energy it took to come back against Mountain carried through to the final two games. We had six strong practices after the playoffs before provincials and I kept telling the girls our best basketball was yet to come and I truly believed it. I am so proud of how they came together and competed for each other. They all found another gear and a desire to leave it all on the court." Grade 11 standout Kaya Rutledge averaged 27 points and 10 rebounds over the four games, while senior forward Kira Denny added 12 points and 5 rebounds per game. Grade 12's Katrina Staley and Sylvia Castaneda played their best basketball of the season in Langley, while Rachel Rosser was terrific defensively. "All the seniors played with an intensity and an edge knowing it was their last high school games and we all wanted to improve on last year's placing," added Butler. "We have some talented grade 10s coming up who are dedicated basketball players. I think we can take another step next year, with hard work and focus can be a top 5 team."